Hello, everyone. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and welcome back to the show. Now, if you've been tuning in, you know this is where we create or help you create a roadmap to transform your business, career, or life. Now, I don't know if you remember if I told you this story or not, but maybe, or actually, I know I've told my kids lots and lots and lots of times, you know, when they were teenagers and everything. But when I was a teenager, at about the age of 16, I got my first real job. Now, I worked before that, doing odd jobs and helping my parents in their business and everything. But that's not quite what I mean. I mean, I actually went out, knocked on a few doors, and got a job. And somebody else hired me. It was Family Fair Foods in Waverly Heights, Winnipeg, Manitoba. I didn't get the job right away, though. I walked in the store one day and I asked for a job, and that's when I met Tony and Ralph. And Tony looked at me in his Italian voice and said, "Hey, kid, come back next week." So I did. I was a little tenacious at the time. So I went back the following week and I said, "You know, Tony, can I have a job?" And Tony looked at me and said, "Hey, kid, come back next week." So I went back again and again and again. And guess what happened? Eventually, Tony and Ralph hired me. And I worked for them for about 3 years until I finished high school. I knew nothing about the grocery business. I literally was hired to bag groceries, put food in a bag. But then one day I came in on a Tuesday on stock day, and Tim was there. Now, Tim was one of Ralph and Tony's employees, and he took me aside and he showed me how to stock the soup aisle. A job that should have took 30 minutes took me 4 hours. And eventually, though, I learned how to do dairy and produce and meat and frozen food section of the store. And I took care of the customers and I cleaned up at the end of the day. In retrospect, Tony and Ralph provided me a safe place to work and I learned a valuable work and life skill. They gave me a chance, took me under their wing, and they were my first mentors. So to Tony and Ralph of Family Fair Foods in Waverly Heights, Winnipeg, I know it's not there anymore, thank you for that opportunity because you both contributed to my personal and work profession, my life. I was fortunate in my youth to find a place to work, but that's sort of where we're at today. You know, where do youths go today to find work, especially if they're challenged in finding job opportunities? And maybe my guest today can put some light on this. I'm hanging out with Karen, and Karen does have a last name. She just gave it to me over here, Veldhuis, right? Karen Veldhuis. Did I get that right, Karen?
You did.
Yeah, she is the Executive Director of Youth Employment Services, and Cecilia Buchok. And Cecilia, did I get that last name right?
You got the last name right. The first name's Celia.
Celia. Oh, mm-hmm. I said Cecilia. You know why I said Cecilia?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel. A song jumped into my head, and my wife taught me a long time ago, Richard, if you want to remember people's names, put it to music. And yeah, so Simon and Garfunkel. So my apologies. You might have to correct me along the way, but if you want, I'll sing you a song.
I'd love that. It's one of my favorites.
It's a great song. You know, the first things first, we're going to talk a bit about youth employment and no doubt your organization and work that you do. But I always like to start off and get my listeners to know a little bit about yourself. So Karen, I guess since you're the big person of the organization, I should get you to speak first. Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thanks, Richard. So I have been with Youth Employment Services now for just about 3 years. But prior to that, I was the executive director of South Winnipeg Family Information Center and was there for about 9 years. And I was also a school trustee in Fort Garry School Division. And later on, when we became amalgamated Pemina Trail School Division, I was in that role for about 12 years. So youth has always been at the forefront of my mind and in the middle of my heart and is my passion. And I want to ensure that we are setting our youth up for success. So I'm thrilled to be part of an organization that walks with youth through their path from 16 to 29 to help them with all of their transitions.
Okay, so that's a lot of detail right away for me. I'm curious, tell us something a little personal about yourself.
A little personal about
myself. Yeah. I know you're from the Peg, right?
I'm from Winnipeg, yes. But originally I was born in Brandon and moved to Dauphin when I was, I guess, 9. And then I grew up in Dauphin and moved into the city when I was 17. So moved here by myself, didn't know a soul in the city and felt really alone and isolated. So perhaps that's another reason I've transitioned into this role as well. So have one son who is an adult and is growing and is working now. And the light of my life right now is my little dog, Zoe.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what? I am going to stay with you here, Karen, for a second, because I'm curious, since we're going to be talking about youth employment, what was your first job?
My first job, you're going to laugh when I tell you this.
I
can remember, and it wasn't a paid job, but I considered myself a very integral part of the business. My family, I grew up in lots of family businesses, and when I was 5 years old, I can remember sitting in the office of the Pepsi plant in Brandon, Manitoba, waiting for some customers to come in. I was with my dad at the time, and he set me up at a typewriter and told me to type up the invoice to pay for the Pepsi that was going out the door. And I remember vividly sitting at this typewriter, doing this little invoice up and thinking that I was making a big difference in the business at that time. So family businesses, I was involved in our hotel but the time I was 10, I was working at the front desk. And again, much like your story, Richard, just in terms of, you know, making all of those foundations that were there for you have set me up where I am today.
Absolutely. Celia wanted to join us in on this. I know that you're early on in your career, so I'm actually quite excited to chat with you too. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So I grew up in Mississauga, Ontario, and moved to Winnipeg about 10 years ago. I went to the University of Manitoba for anthropology, where I decided that I love learning about people, being with people of all cultures. And from there, I moved on to working in career development specifically. And I love Winnipeg, and I'm a big, big fan of what we have to offer here.
Well, I thought you were going to say you're a big, big fan of the Winnipeg Jets.
That too.
Yes,
definitely,
smart. Good
definitely.
Answer. Good
One of
answer.
My highlights was when I got to see the Maple Leafs and the Jets play.
Okay.
The first season the Jets were back, and I definitely rooted for the Jets. That's the next question I always get.
Did you root for the right team?
Yes.
No doubt about it. You studied anthropology. What was your minor?
Sociology.
So mm-hmm. sociology, anthropology mix, so social anthropology mm-hmm. is in essence what you studied and everything. Out of curiosity, how do you use that today?
Well, learning about different cultures, learning about where people are coming from, and especially with Winnipeg, we have a huge newcomer population. So I love being able to find out what their experiences are. We have people coming into our office. They have been in Canada for 3 days, and they are ready to work.
So they just need some help along the way.
Exactly.
This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we're just getting to know Celia and Karen a little bit. We're going to dive in a bit more into youth employment, but first we got to do something called take a short break. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Lannan here, and we are talking to Karen and Celia from Youth Employment Services. So first things first, in the first segment, I got to ask you a little bit about yourselves and everything. Let's find out what this organization is first. So because, you know what, I actually texted a few family members this morning, and I said to them, do you know what Youth Employment Services is? And they all came back to me, no. And this was my little research. I did it on family because I have a bunch of nieces and nephews that I'm sitting there going, they should be talking to you people, right? Because I went right up on you. So why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about, you know, what your organization is about.
You're right. They should be coming to us.
But the question is why? But let's start with what you are first.
Absolutely. So Youth Employment Services, interestingly enough, has been around for 44 years. And we do get that often. So we are an organization that work with youth between 16 and 29 who help them through the various transitions, as I mentioned in my intro. So when you're 16, it's very different than when you're 29. So we have the expertise to work with youth throughout those transitions. So whether you're a youth in high school who is searching for their first part-time job at grocery store, perhaps, or if you're a youth who has decided after high school that you're just not quite sure what you want to do and you haven't moved into post-secondary training yet, help you finding that transitional job.
So I want to go back. You're using the word transition a lot. So what do you mean by transition?
Well, if you think about when you're 16, you're going through many transitions, right? You're starting to drive. You're moving into high school. There's expectations that are being put on you. And I think that you know, we see youth that are coming at various stages of their lives who are going through all of those transitions.
Yeah, 16 is such an interesting age because I had the conversation with my youngest boy, 16. So the other day I sat him down and I said, you know, 16 is an interesting age because you're too old to, but you're too young to, mm-hmm. right? You're right in the middle. It's a middle age. But anyway, sorry, yeah. Transition.
Well, and 18-year-olds, right? You're transitioning out of high school. And what are the expectations of you? So I think that, you know, what we've been able to do is work with youth at all of those levels. To help them be successful, whatever they're choosing to do.
Do you see that there's certain transitional ages? Like 16, I get it. 18, I get it. 24, 20, like you work up to 19, but there's certain significant landmarks between that 16 to 29 years?
I wouldn't say it would be ages at that point. It would be more stages at that
point.
Okay,
stage is a good word.
So it would be a stage.
Okay.
So whether you're transitioning into post-secondary training and then you've graduated from your training and now you're looking for your career job, is very different than the job that you would be looking for when you were looking for a part-time job in high school or going throughout college or university. So helping them through those stages and helping them understand what their expectations need to be, but also moving them through to make sure that they're getting out of our services what we can provide to them too, right? We've got lots of services, whether it be helping with resume writing, cover letters, mock interviews, perhaps. You know, how many times have you gone to a job and sat in front of an employer and you think, okay, if I don't get this job, I don't know what I'm going to do. And there's a lot of stress that comes with that.
Oh, so, yeah, looking for work at any stage in your life, there's stress associated, unless somebody phones you up and says, I got a job for you. But that's not the norm.
Yeah.
You got to go and look.
Exactly. Yeah. And you have to be your best self when you go there. So having a place where you can practice that in a safe and welcoming, warm environment, but also that's going to give you that feedback and the critique on what you've brought to the table, you know, to help you and to coach you through those pieces.
So coach you through
that's
that.
Important.
What are some of the, and maybe Celia, you could jump in on this one too. You're the program coordinator. Did I get your position right?
Education coordinator.
Education coordinator. Sorry, I might have read program coordinator in your resume because I was looking at your, I love LinkedIn and social media. So I check out everybody's profile. What are some of the, from your perspective, right, what are some of the unique challenges you're experiencing with the clientele that's coming through your door?
Well, of course. So even though we work with 16 to 29, I see 16 to 18 year olds mostly. And I think their greatest challenge is knowing how to effectively articulate those skills that managers want to see. So they come in, they say, I have no experience. I've never done anything. And they get to leave our facility and they can say what their communication skills are like. They can talk about their leadership skills. It's about being able to effectively communicate with those managers during interviews on what they can offer them.
So I have a how-to question for you.
Sure.
How do you pull out of, because I actually got somebody in mind. I can see somebody in my mind who has this exact challenge. So how do you go about pulling out from them that they have value to offer an employee or an employer, sorry, not employee? How do you go about pulling that information out of them?
Well, all of us have been trained in coaching skills and being able to ask those particular pointed questions to draw out, asking questions such as, tell me about something that you've done that you've been very proud of. It doesn't have to be work-related. Tell me about something you did that makes you feel good. When are you happiest? And you'd be amazed at the type of information you can get from
those. You get from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes it's interesting. I have to look at this. I got to be very personal with this one. Sometimes I get the opportunity to do very business, the business stuff. But this is this sort of, you know, dealing with nieces and nephews and family friends and discussions with other parents. I mean, these are important questions that sometimes parents can ask the question, but the kids go blank. So what is it that you can offer that maybe the parents can't do mm-hmm. to pull it out of them?
It's a very different insight, too, and that's why I love my position. I go into classrooms, and so I have the same situation. Well, what are teachers are telling them? You're great at this, but it's similar to a parent. So I come in and I help them identify those things. The other challenge that I just wanted to quickly mention I'm seeing is the ability for youth to be able to go out and network. Like you said at the beginning of the segment, your story of going to the grocery store every day to get a job.
That was slightly tenacious.
That is something that we try to instill in the youth that come through our doors. You know, networking is a huge part of finding a position, but also being able to network in a professional way as well.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm going to thank you for the compliment. I don't think I was networking. I think I was just bugging him until he said that, until Tony said, yeah, come on, you got a job. I think that was part of the criteria to get mm-hmm. through the door. You know what? It's always interesting to talk about youth employment. I think it's always interesting to look at what the key challenges are. And I'm definitely interested also to find out more about what the challenges of your organization is and what kind of things you're doing to overcome that. But the first thing we need to do is take a short break. So this is Richard Lanford for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success. Where are we discussing what you do to create a roadmap in your business, career, and life? In this case today, we're really talking about job and career with Youth Employment Services. And it's been great sort of continuing that discussion. You know, if you think about some of the things we just talked about, is that where do youth go when they need to look for a job? And more importantly, like, where do they go in terms of developing some of the skills? Everything from resume writing to interviewing or just discovering exactly what their skills are. Youth, I guess, from the age of 16 to 29, as we've discovered talking to Karen, our guest, and Celia, basically, you know, they do get stuck, you know, and they lose focus, and sometimes they need to establish direction. So somehow they got to go to a place to help them unravel their issues and maybe make some decisions about what they want to do and get that direction that they need to go in. This is, I guess, is what exactly what Employment Youth Services does. And Karen, the CEO and the education coordinator, Celia has been joining me to discuss this today. So when we return, we're going to continue our conversation about youth and employment and some of the services or some of the key challenges they're having. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. We're chatting with Karen and Celia from the Youth Employment Services. Today, you know, we've been chatting a little bit about the challenges, I guess, in the last segment that youth have in terms of finding work. But I'm also interested, Karen, one of the things you mentioned about your organization is that it's been around since 1944. Was it the 40, what year?
1974.
1974.
44 years.
Yeah, I needed to subtract. I needed to add 30 years. Sorry. I got 44 years, 1974. The organizations must have gone through some major changes over that time period and has its own challenges too. So what are some of the key challenges in terms of operating a nonprofit organization that's out there for the community?
Well, certainly funding is always, any nonprofit would always say funding is their number one challenge, but I don't like to say that because we find it and make it and it works, right? The thing that I think we need to be mindful of all the time through our programming is that we're relevant and that our programming is responsive. So if you think of back to 1974, what youth were like when they were 16, very different than what youth are like now at 16 in 2016.
I don't even know if I want to think about that, actually.
So as an organization, we've had to be really proactive in how we work with youth. And Celia mentioned we're all trained in the coach approach now, and that's something that we've been really mindful of as well in terms of how we can work with youth and move them through. Again, there's that word, but transitions, right?
There. Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we've been very purposeful in doing is making sure that what we're doing matters to those youth that are coming through our doors and that we're meeting them where they're at as opposed to imposing sort of a model on them that we think is going to work. We're constantly using our survey tool that we have to make sure that we're altering and tweaking our programming as we need it to happen. So for instance, now we find that it's really much easier for us to go out into the community with youth and help them volunteer and make connections with them. We're creating relationships with them, right? We're not just expecting them to come in and sit at a desk and find a job. We're out there walking side by side with them, and our staff team, even myself, have been out there in the community planting flowers and cleaning things and building things. And those relationships are important so that they trust us, right? We have to build that level of trust before we can get them to buy into what we're offering.
Why you're offering that. Mm-hmm. And they're young too. So what I hear you saying is that you're reaching out to the community. So you must have some outreach programs that are specifically target for maybe different demographics of youth. Is that a possibility?
Well, certainly. I mean, Celia had mentioned she's in the community working with our clientele from 16 to 18. So we have just recently received some funding to go back into school communities across Manitoba, actually, which is really exciting for us to be in schools making those connections and being that place again when youth have left their school community. I think of myself when I was 17 coming into the city and not having anywhere to go to make connections. I was similar to you. I went and started knocking on doors because I needed a job. And I was really lucky that J.J.H. McLean at the time hired me to teach music lessons. But if I didn't have that skill to take to the table, I wouldn't have known where to go. So having our organization be there in Winnipeg when youth are moving in from outside of Winnipeg to come to university, Celia's out in the community making those connections. So that absolutely is an outreach program that we're doing.
So you said you're back in the schools again. In what way are you back in the schools again? Like, give me some definition around that. What does that look like? Are you in the classroom? Are you showing up at schools and doing like hallway shaking hands? Like, what does that look like?
Well, we're very flexible in our school programming, but mainly what we do is teachers and educators can contact us and we come into the classroom and do, you know, interactive workshops on resume writing. We do mock interviews for them. I've come and been a guest speaker at career fairs, helping them to distinguish different ways that they can approach employers, that whole networking piece again. Sorry, I keep bringing it up.
No, networking is so important.
It's my favorite thing to talk about. And I'll also tailor the presentation based on what the educators feel they are in need of. There's some really great courses going on right now within our school system. There's LifeWorks courses. There are new courses where you can get credit, high school credit, simply for having a job and learning from that job. So that's where we come in. We complement that curriculum.
It's funny that you would actually say that because I was made aware of high school credit things for my oldest son. He got a summer job one summer, and we didn't know it was high school credit. We found out after the fact, and he was able to get a high school credit for working all summer and getting paid. He was so happy. Graduating early, one less course to take. But I mean, that's something that I guess a youth could check into to see if there is credit for their potential job that they're involved in.
Well, of course. And I mean, the skills that you learn on the job, like you had said, thanking Food Fair earlier for the invaluable skills, they're learning how to navigate
family fair
awkward
foods.
Learning how to navigate awkward situations or conflicts or speaking with customers. Those are some things that can be learned on the job and are difficult to learn in the classroom.
Yeah, you can't learn this in a classroom. You gotta almost learn by doing. You know, you got to be out there and do it and then interact with all those different people. You mentioned earlier on a little bit about multicultural type environments. I know, Celia, I mean, you're a social anthropologist. I'm a social economist. So we both studied sociology. Mine was more on the business side. What is the real mix? And maybe Karen, Celia, you can adjust this of culture in terms of diversity that you're dealing with today in your organization.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we see, you know, I would suggest probably about 60% of our clientele are First Nations. Probably about 20 to 25% are coming from other cultures outside, so newcomers. And then you know, the rest of our clientele would be made up of those youth who are youth and either in high school or youth that are, you know, between the ages of mostly, I would say that our top end is like 18 to 26 would be sort of where we are in the age demographic area. But we certainly, lots of youth still coming through our door at 29 for sure.
Yeah, so you do have quite a mix in there. I'm curious a little bit. I mean, to me, when you look at target markets, and maybe we'll get into this next segment, you know, targeting the 16 to 18, even the 19 range, probably a little bit easier. Targeting the university student a little bit easier because it's all about unique gathering places, right? You can say to yourself, where do these people hang out? Well, if they're going to school, they hang out at school. But then you have this whole other group that graduates, and then where do they go? Do they, like, drop off the edge somewhere and go into an abyss? Or, you know, and maybe that's what we can talk about, is taking the other age group out of the abyss so that they can actually have the opportunity to find a career opportunity. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the abyss. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You know what? I'm really enjoying this show because we're getting to talk about one of those key things in life that we all have to deal with, career, getting a job. You know, and actually, you know what? Let's first do this. When I was young, I was taught that a job and a career are two different things. Okay. So I think initially, get a job and then eventually get a career. You know, so maybe we get the opportunity to talk about that. But Karen, Celia, just before when I break, I talked about the abyss and I was sort of playing around with it because I do think, you know, some people fall into the job / career abyss, you know. And I'm curious, when I mentioned, I was sort of curious about the older generation that you're dealing with. Now, with the older generation, 21 to 29, 22 to 29, like, how do you reach out to that generation? First of all, what is the big challenge that they're having? And then how do you reach out? And what can their parents do?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is they feel debilitated, right? There's so many choices right now. How do you choose what to do when funds are limited? So you leave high school and you've got all of these career opportunities open to you. First of all, how do you choose which career you go into? I think that's a bit debilitating. And then you also look at funds are challenged, right, in terms of they're limited, and you want to make sure that the choice you're making, that it's going to be the right choice. So you tend to sort of step away from making a choice because it's the easier thing to do. And perhaps you're then stuck and not knowing what to do. Right?
Yeah, and you know, that's a tough situation to be in, because you, when you choose to not decide, you still have made a choice. And those are very famous words from a very famous song by the band Rush, Geddy Lee. So I got to like the poetry of Canadian poetry and lyrics. You know, but that's a decision that if you decide not to choose, you end up in this sort of cycle that maybe you start getting down on yourself. Is that, do you feel that?
Yeah, and then other things set in, right? So you may get up in the morning, you may not get up in the morning, you may decide to play video games because that's a good place to be, and then a cycle starts. And then how do you break that cycle? How do you get out from sitting in your parents' basement playing video games and getting somewhere? So we've been really purposeful in terms of reaching out to youth through social media, because how else do we reach them, right? So we are very active on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. We've just started a YouTube channel. We're on,
What else are you on, Celia?
What else are we on?
You're the millennium generation. You know social. You know computers. You know tech stuff. You're looking at me like you can't believe I'm saying that.
But so we're making sure that we're talking about opportunities. We have a lot of training opportunities that are available. Even if you just come and take a first aid course with us, that's something in order to start some movement in terms of getting another job or a serving at safe certificate, perhaps. It will help open up a door for you,
right? So there's some programming. I'm interested in, again, this 22 to 29 type and how you reach them. And I know it sounds like I'm on a bit of a crusade, right? But I get that unique gathering places, right? And during the break, we were talking about this whole concept of marketing and how in marketing you target. And the way you target is you figure out your business demographics, and then you segment that out. So the 16 to 18 high school, right? You know, youth job fairs, university students, universities, right? So the ones that have not moved into those areas, you're saying you reach out mostly with social media and stuff like this to build awareness and that.
Absolutely. And certainly word of mouth, right? Okay. So it's more making sure that people understand what we can help with. And most of the time, our youth between 22 and 29, I would suggest, aren't on Facebook because that's not what they're choosing to use, right? But their parents are on Facebook. So it's reaching their parents and then, you know, the parents distilling that information down to them. And I was amazed the other day. We had job posting that went up on our Facebook account. We had 21,000 reaches on that post. It was just unbelievable. So that's how much it's getting shared and moved around the city.
What other organizations are you guys connected with? Can you speak to, like, are you... Sure.
Yeah, we connect with a lot of different community partners. So I think one of our biggest partners that I would like to thank actually here personally is Manitoba Tourism Education College and Center. They are very, very partnered with us in terms of providing some training for our clients. So through the hospitality industry, whether that be retail training, whether that be hotel training, we've got some courses that they provide to us and work with a set amount of youth to get them into jobs. And those could be youth that are barriered in terms of moving forward to getting a job. We work with lots of community partners, schools.
The sort of standard stuff. And that.
Absolutely. Yeah, Part of the Career Symposium, the Rotary Career Symposium.
I noticed that on your website this morning. I mean, you talk about front desk clerk and food and beverage training. Retail training opportunities. Celia, are you involved in that stuff in terms of education coordinator or?
Not particularly, no. We do a general recruitment, usually again through, we'll put the announcements out on Facebook, on Twitter, and those interested will come in for interviews. And then the workshops will either happen in office, so right in our office, 295 Portage, or we'll also go to we'll do them at MTech as well.
What's an MTech?
MTech is the Manitoba
Tourism Education College. Thank you.
Manitoba Tourism Education College. I also noticed a very interesting stat on your website, too. 12,000 visitors per year. Like, you get 12,000 people coming through your office a year, like bodies, physical bodies. Is that what that means?
That's how many times our door opens every year, yes.
So yeah. What, do you sit there with a small person counting it, a person counting it or something?
We actually... Because we are relevant and responsive. We've started our sign-in not just with pen and paper, but we now have an iPad. So
It
tracks. So they actually have to sign in so that we know who's with us, and then they sign out on the iPad.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can call us at 204-987-8661, and someone can tell them the process of becoming a client. Anyone who is between 16 and 29 can become a client. There's no... there's no parameters that you, there stipulation that you need to be a certain clientele. Anyone can access our services. And our website is www.esmb.ca.
Okay, so that's a good way to actually reach out to Youth Employment Services. Sorry, Youth Employment Services of Manitoba. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. And you know what? If you're thinking about getting a job, so if you're obviously between the ages of 16 to 29, you're looking at getting a job. If you're maybe stuck in finding a job and you need somebody to help you to get some direction, maybe this is an opportunity for you. So again, this is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and welcome back. Boy, what a show we've been having. I've always wanted to do a show that's about getting help, getting jobs. And so when I had the opportunity to meet Karen Veldhaus and Celia Buchak of the Youth Employment Services, I was just ecstatic. And so I got a question for you guys. Is you know, what is your sort of, if you had a final thought, what would it be?
Looking for a job is stressful and scary. And as somebody who deals with social anxieties on a daily basis, I respect anybody who has the guts to walk through our doors and ask for help. And that's what we are here for.
Yeah, I guess when you talk about social anxiety and that, it's, you know, when you're stepping out for the first time, it is a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just need to make sure you say something there. You know what? I want to take this opportunity for thank you for joining me today on the show. You know, it's always great to hear from experts in the community. So this is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. And if you have any questions or anything, just send me a note at richard@setforsuccess.ca. If you got any ideas for programming or what have you. Also, I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I hope there's some value in this program for you, especially if you're starting to think about what you're going to do for your job or what you're going to do for your career. As usual, to the listeners, do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. Thank you for tuning in.